Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome to another refreshing episode of the Winning Everyday podcast, where faith meets your everyday life and every morning becomes a fresh opportunity to grow stronger in Christ. I'm so glad you tuned in today, wherever you're listening from. Maybe on your way to work, preparing breakfast, or getting ready for your day. May this moment fill your heart with peace and purpose. Today's topic is one that speaks to the quiet moments of our lives, faithfulness in the ordinary. And our Bible text is from the book of Luke chapter 16, verse 10, which says, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much." I once read a story from The Practice of the Presence of God by Brother Lawrence, a 17th century Christian who worked as a humble kitchen helper in a monastery. Brother Lawrence wasn't a preacher, prophet, or famous missionary. His daily task was simple, cooking and cleaning pots. Yet, his writings reveal that he turned every small duty into an act of worship. He once said, "The time of business does not with me differ from the time of prayer, and in the noise and clatter of my kitchen, I possess God in as great tranquility as if I were upon my knees at the blessed sacrament." Isn't that powerful? He discovered God not only in the grand spiritual moments, but in the ordinary tasks of everyday life. Many times we think faithfulness means doing something great, preaching to thousands, leading a ministry, or making big sacrifices. But the truth is, faithfulness begins in the small things. In Luke chapter 16, verse 10, Jesus says, "He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much." Meaning, if you can handle the ordinary well, God can trust you with the extraordinary. Let me ask you a question. How do you handle the ordinary in your life? Your daily routines, your job, your quiet responsibilities, the things nobody applauds you for, are you doing them faithfully? Because that's often where God tests the heart. Sometimes, the ordinary is God's classroom for extraordinary promotion. Before David faced Goliath, he was faithfully keeping sheep. Before Joseph ruled Egypt, he served faithfully as a prisoner and a house manager. Before Jesus began his ministry, he worked faithfully as a carpenter's son. Friend, faithfulness in the ordinary is what positions you for the miraculous in the extraordinary. Maybe you're listening this morning and you feel unseen, doing your best, but nobody notices. Hear this, God sees you. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10 says, "For God is not unjust to forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them." Your quiet faithfulness is noticed by heaven. So don't get tired. Don't lose your joy in the daily grind. Keep showing up. Keep doing your best. Keep being honest. Keep being kind. Because faithfulness is not about recognition, it's about reflection. Reflecting God's heart, even in small places. Now, take a moment to reflect. What is one area of your daily life where God may be calling you to be more faithful? Could be in prayer, in your work ethic, in managing your time, in relationships, or in how you handle money. Here's your action point for today. Do your ordinary tasks today as unto the Lord. Whether it's answering emails, cooking, driving, or attending meetings, do it with excellence and gratitude, as if Jesus were your direct supervisor. Remember Colossians 3 verse 23. "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters." Now, let's make our positive declaration for the day together. Say this with me. Today, I choose to be faithful in the ordinary. I see God in my daily moments. My small steps of obedience are leading to greater things. I serve with joy, I work with excellence, and I trust God's timing. I am fruitful, favored, and faithful every day of my life. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us that you value faithfulness, even in the small things. Help us to see every task today as an opportunity to honor you. Give us strength to stay consistent, grace to stay humble, and eyes to see you in the ordinary moments of our lives. I pray for everyone listening. May their day be filled with peace, productivity, and divine favor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If this message blessed you today, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who needs a reminder that God is at work, even in the ordinary things of life. And remember, every day is a winning day when you walk with Jesus. Until next time, this is Winning Everyday Podcast, inspiring you to live victoriously, one day at a time.
Life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it. And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.